Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning with an humble heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, as we come right now, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. Father God, we want to say thank you for forgiving us and cleansing us as we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over unto you. Father, we ask that you would unfold this day according to your purposes, your will, Father, and your good pleasure. We want to say thank you for the opportunity to come, Father God, and serve, a willingness to come and to serve in your kingdom in spirit and in truth. We thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our families this day. We honor you, we bless you, and we praise you. So now, Father, we ask that you would have your way. We know that your word will never return unto you void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Father. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say top of the morning to you. Amen. And welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. We indeed want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us. Please enjoy the services on today, and please continue to come back. Amen. Glory be to God, and bring somebody else with you. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance, in the spirit you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Amen and amen. Want to read a couple verses in your hearing on this morning, coming out of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter number 12. Amen. And verse number 1 says this: wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. We are still teaching on the law of obedience. Amen. Today we want to look at a subject, amen, a title for our teaching, Press towards victory. Press towards victory. Amen. Our scripture, amen, in verse number 1 tells us, and I'll read it again. It says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Amen. Every weight, every weight, every weight. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, glory be to God. Let us begin, amen, as we're teaching on obedience, amen, and we're teaching on the law of obedience, and we pray, amen, that your obedience level with God, amen, is being corrected. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we came and we encouraged you through the word of God, amen, to tell your flesh to shut up. Tell your flesh to shut up. Amen. Mortify that flesh. Crucify that flesh. Why? Because that is your obedience is the only thing that can hinder you, amen, from the fulfillment and full manifestations of what God desires to do in and through your life. So let me begin this morning with a question, beloved. What is it that keeps hindering you from living a life of obedience? I'm not talking about your neighbor right now. I'm not talking about your friend. I'm not talking about your spouse. I'm not talking about your children. I'm not talking about, amen, your pastor. I ain't talking about nobody but you. Let's take a deep look at ourselves. The songwriter says, amen, and when we look at ourselves, when we take a deep look at ourselves, we'll look at others differently. So what is it that keeps you from living a life of obedience? Do you struggle with a particular sin, a particular habit, maybe an attitude or fear that keeps you from running your race of faith the way you ought to be running your race of faith? There's one thing to run, and it's another thing to run the way you ought to be running. If so, beloved, you probably already know what it is. And I guess that you've already prayed about it. You've been praying. You've been praying. You've been praying. You're still praying, praying for victory, amen, and overcoming the problem. Because really, deep down inside, you really do want to please God. This is your desire. You want to please him, but you keep getting tripped up. You keep tripping, boo. You keep tripping all over the place, huh? Every now and then, beloved, we all tolerate things in our lives that make it difficult for us to please God. There's no exceptions. Everybody, from the apostle, the bishops, the pastors, the pope, you know, everybody, every now and then, okay? And when we know that we are not pleasing God, we typically are not happy. We're not happy with ourselves either because we know that we're coming short. And this is the reason, beloved, in our scripture this morning, Hebrews 12:1, it tells us. See, God will always address, Jesus is the answer. If you're looking, amen, for an answer to your situation, your dilemma, your struggle, you can find it in the word. Now, when you seek, you're going to find. And you got to act like you want to find it because the Holy Spirit will enlighten the eyes of your understanding when you are in cooperation with him. So let's see what the scripture tells us. He gives us the remedy. Let's look at it again. He says, lay aside every weight. Wow. Got some more for me? You don't need no more. Can you handle that? Hold up. I thought you was going to give me something deeper. How deep can you go to get that? Are you laying aside every weight? Let's look and see what the Holy Spirit is telling us, beloved. So he tells us to lay aside, okay? So when we look into the Greek, beloved, and we look at this word, lay aside, glory be to God, it's a compounded word. And that word means, it gives a picture of someone who is laying something down. Now picture as I'm speaking. You got something in your hand, right? Heavy in your hand. First, you want to lay it down. Okay, you want to put it on the table, put it on the floor, lay it down. While at the same time, he is pushing it far away from himself. This word here in the Greek, beloved, it means to lay something down and to push it far away and beyond reach. Down and away, all the way. Not where you can reach out and keep pulling it back and pulling it back and pulling it back. No, I'm pushing it away. I can't even reach it no more. This word here, beloved, lay aside, implies a deliberate decision to make a permanent change of attitude and behavior. Now, somebody needs to write that down this morning so you don't forget that one. I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to grab a pen. You should have come with a pen. Glory be to God. See, because God's word is the authority. See, I am not the authority. Pastor Bradford is not the authority. So you should not be taking my word for anything. God's word is the authority. So you should be coming here on every platform that we have with paper and pencil. See? So you can go back into your notes, into your Bible, amen, and tighten up. So let me repeat this again. Lay aside the weight, lay aside, okay, in the Greek. Okay? You always should, those of you, that'd be a nice Christmas gift. Treat yourself to a Christmas gift. You stressing out over what you're going to get so-and-so for Christmas and then treat yourself to something and get yourself a Greek Bible or a Greek dictionary and be blessed. All right, so let's look at this. I'm going to repeat it. Lay aside a deliberate decision to make a permanent change of attitude and behavior. And that operative word there is permanent. Beloved, removing wrong attitudes and actions from our lives will not occur accidentally. I'm just waiting for God to come and, you know, remove this from me. I'm just waiting for God. Nah, baby. Nah, wrong answer. You waiting on God and God's waiting on you. Didn't we see yesterday, amen, through the word, where the Lord says, you mortify the flesh, you crucify your flesh. Through Christ, you do it. You have to put some effort in this. We have a part that we have to play. Faith without works is dead. This is why he said, be ye not conformed, but transformed. See, the Holy Spirit is doing the work, but you got to want him to work it. It is not accidentally. We must decide to change. Somebody need to write that down. I must decide to change. No, not God. Amen. God already made the decision. I must decide. You have a responsibility to participate in your own rescue. So we must decide to change. We must decide to remove, to lay aside, and to put away attitudes and actions. Oh, them stinking attitudes will trip you up every time. I ain't do nothing. Yeah, but your attitude was stinking. You did do something. You contaminated the whole environment, the whole room, the whole situation. You contaminated it. Put away attitudes and actions that don't please God and adversely affect our walk of faith. Our scripture this morning, beloved, refers to these incorrect attitudes as actions of weights. The Holy Spirit calls it a weight. It's a weight. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. You ain't going too far. Look, can you imagine athletes out there waiting, ready. They just waiting for the gun to go off. 1, 2, 3, boom, they pull the trigger. They start running. Your opponent are running in his leather coat and his combat boots. Got on 3 or 4 layers of clothes and running in a race. That's a joke. Them runners out there, they got on what? They got on them wife beaters. Come on now. Huh? Pair of sneakers, some socks, and they going lightweight. You can't run with all that heavy stuff. You trying to run and catch the bus, amen, and you just left ShopRite supermarket with eight bags of grocery. You went in there to grab 2 items. Y'all know how we do. You just going to grab 1 or 2 items and you end up shopping. You got 8 bags of grocery. You're going to try to carry them yourself and you're running for the bus. Woo! That word weight is another Greek word. You got to remember, beloved, these are all Greek, written in the Greek. Amen. That's why I like the King James Version of the Bible. I make references to the other versions, but you got to be real careful, especially in the NIV, because they leave certain words out in the NIV. You have to be very, very careful when you use the NIV translation. The King James Version is the most accurate translation, if you really want to know. Amen. Here, he tells us to lay aside every weight. Now, that word weight, beloved, describes a burden or something so heavy and cumbersome that it impedes a runner from running his race as he should. You trying to run in a race carrying bricks. Why are you carrying bricks? Because I'm going to do some contracting work later on this evening. Well, I think why don't you go pick up the bricks when the race is over? Why are you running with the bricks? Why are you running with a backpack? See, we laugh at this, beloved, in the natural, but it's the same way in the spiritual. Ain't no difference. That's why the Lord often taught in parables. See, so we could picture it and you know what I mean? See the picture of what he was talking about. This word, beloved, was used in the athletic world to signify the actions of an athlete who would deliberately strip himself of excess weight before participating in a competition. This stripping process included the loss of excess flesh through dieting and exercise. See? Now, you 300 pounds overweight, talking about you going to run. 300 pounds overweight, 200 pounds overweight. And wondering why you lost to your competition who was lean and mean. Then on the day of the actual competition, the athlete strips off nearly all his clothes so no extra weight could slow him down. He had his eye on the prize, and he was determined to strip off all the weight that might potentially keep him from being the best athlete that he could be.
Do you want to be the best? Do you want the best, or you just want to survive? Long as I go to heaven when I die. Baby, let me tell you something. Jesus came that you might have heaven on earth. The Bible tells us, and the kingdom of God is within you. This sends a strong message to us, beloved. If we want to please God, now you have to give the answer to that. Can't nobody answer that for you. But if you want to please God, satisfy ourselves and do something significant with our lives. Remember I used that word significant? Significant. Glory be to God. This is my desire in the Lord's kingdom to be significant. As I was sharing with my coach, and I think everybody need a coach. Everybody need a coach. I don't care how high up you go in life. Everybody need a coach. Significant. Do you want to be significant? I'm sure you do. We have to choose to remove anything from our lives that will hinder those objectives. You have to choose. I'm just waiting for God to take it away. No, you got to make a decision. Once you make a decision, then the Holy Spirit will do the work. Beloved, the athlete of the ancient world didn't become unweighed by accident. He dropped off all excess weight on purpose. Why? Because he was dieting. Counting his calories, counting his carbs. He was exercising. Building up those muscles, putting the time in. And he was shedding every other unnecessary weight he could find to shed while he was in preparation for the race. He was getting in shape. This stripping process demanded his attention, his decision, and his devotion. That's what it's going to take, beloved, for you to run. Your attention, your decision, and your devotion. Call it ADD. Add ADD. The A is your attention. The D is your decision. And the other D is your devotion. It wasn't going to happen by accident, so he had to initiate the process of removal. See, this is where a lot of God's children are stuck, because we want stuff to happen by accident. It's like sitting around, all right, saying, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm asking God to help me lose 20 pounds. But you keep eating the same food. Same old habit. All that junk, ice cream and stuff before bed. No exercise. But you waiting for God to shed off 20 pounds. Stop being delusional. What if those athletes had tried to run their race with loads of extra weight? They certainly wouldn't have been able to run very far. And this is exactly what sinful habits and attitudes do to your walk with the Lord. If you do not remove them, they will eventually weigh you down and knock you out of the race of faith. What happened? They was carrying too much weight. Weight and sin. Every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight. Nah, baby, the road is too narrow for all that. You walking a straight and a narrow road. You ain't got no room for all that luggage. I look at the countries that's in war right now, and they have to evacuate real quick. And you see these families leaving their homes, their countries, with one suitcase. I was thinking the other day, I said, I don't even know what I would pack if I could only pack one suitcase and get out real quick. We here in America, we would be in trouble. You trying to take your whole apartment, amen. They told you to evacuate in 1 hour when you trying to pack your whole apartment. You can't travel on God's highway with all that luggage, baby. You ain't got room. Look, everything else got to go. It got to go. You want to take the essentials, amen, and let's get to moving. Glory be to the living God. The Holy Spirit is urging you and me to take a good look at our lives today. And then remove everything that weighs us down and keeps us from a life of obedience. You know what's keeping you from being obedient. Stop trying to play the victim. You know what it is. You know what your hang up is. You know what your weakness is. We must be honest with ourselves and we must be honest with God. Why? Because we worship him in spirit and in truth. Liar, liar, pants on fire. No liar shall inherit the kingdom. Come on, saints. Don't lie to yourself. It's terrible to lie to other people, but it's worse to lie to yourself. And then you're going to try to play God like God don't know and God don't see. God knows what your issues are. He's here to help you. But you got to want the help. I need to go see a doctor. I'm sick. Yeah, okay. Well, Jefferson, they got Jefferson clinics, amen, all over the place, 24 hours. But you refuse to get up and go to the doctor. You refuse to get up and go to the doctor. Beloved, as I close on this morning, let me ask you a question. For you to examine yourself, judge your own self. Judgment begins in the house of God. Judgment begins with you. Do you have a habit or do you have a wrong attitude that binds you? We trying to bind Satan. How you going to bind Satan and you bound? You got to be unloosed. Are you plagued by a fear that weighs you down and keeps you from fulfilling your potential in Christ? When God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear has torment. Whenever you're fearful about anything, that's your confirmation that the devil is in it. Because God don't move in fear. God moves in peace. Beloved, make a rock solid quality decision today, this day right here, not tomorrow, today, to grab hold of those unnecessary burdens and remove, lay aside, and permanently put them away from your life. What did we say the definition of the lay aside? Glory be to God. What did we say? To put down and push out of sight, out of reach. You can't even get it. It's too far. It's gone. It's gone. It's laid aside. I don't do that no more. Don't want it no more. Ain't even looking for it no more. Come on, somebody. And once you make that decision, you'll find yourself running your race of faith with much more ease as you press on to victory. We have to press. Victory is not automatic. That's why Brother Paul says, brother, I count not myself to have apprehend it. But this one thing I do, I press, come on somebody, I press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, I put some effort in this thing. I put some sweat in this thing. I'm focused. I'm giving it all I got, all of my heart, all of my mind. All of my soul, all of my strength, all of me. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Oh, glory be to God. I'm pressing on the victory. Glory be to God. I got to lay aside everything that's not going to help me to reach the mark. Oh, glory be to God. I got to let the drama go. I got to let the anxiety go. I got to let the fear go. I got to let the doubt go. Everything got to go. I drop it right now like a hot potato. I'm running my race. Don't try to hinder me. Glory be to God. I got the race to run. I got to get there on time. And I got Jesus on my mind. I got to go the way he's calling me to go. I got to do this thing the way he's calling me to do it. Oh, glory be to God. I got to lift up the wheel of God for the glory of God. I don't have time for the rhetoric. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I got my eyes on Jesus. I will lift up my head. Hallelujah. Towards God. Oh, lift up your heads. Oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is this King of glory, Lord. Help me to make 100, because 99 and a half just won't do. I got a race to run, and I'm pressing towards my victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, are you ready today? Are you ready? You won't get there if you're living a lifestyle of disobedience. You won't get there if you're compromising with sin. You won't get there if you're following the crowd. You won't get there, beloved, if you're looking back. Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. But you got to keep pressing on your high days, on your low days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some teary days. I've had some weary days. But I won't complain, because I'm pressing. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes I'm almost level to the ground. But I said, after I've done all the stand, I'm going to keep standing and moving forward with the Lord. Being ye steady, unmovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as I know that my labor is not in vain. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going. Will you go with me? Will you go with me? Hallelujah. But I pray you say yes. But if you say no, I still got to go. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. All of my trials, all of my disappointments will be over when I say Jesus, amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. And to you be praise, and to you be glory, and to you be honor. Thank you, Father. God, thank you for helping us to run our race. Thank you for helping us to lay aside every weight and sin that keep tripping us up, causing us to start over again, still at the bottom when we should be at the top. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Should be someplace different in you, Father God, but we still walking around the wilderness in circles. Father God, our 40-year journey, amen, on a 10-day trip. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to get in line. Help us to make a decision today that we going to do it your way or we ain't going to do it at all. In Jesus' name, Father God, thank you for the word that brings correction. Thank you for the word that brings encouragement. Thank you for the eternal word, Father God, that faileth not. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, you better stop playing. You better stop playing. You hear what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on. Give your life to Jesus today. Today. Amen. Right now. Right now. I don't care if you just stepped in the shower, out the shower. You ain't got to have no clothes on. Amen. Because he already know. He's the one that created you. He's your creator. Come on now. Right where you're at. You don't have to get on your knees. You don't have to do nothing. Amen. But open up your heart and open up your mouth. Amen. And ask the Lord to forgive you for all of your sins. Invite Jesus to come in and be your Lord and Savior. There it is. Then thank him for saving your soul and erasing your name out of the book of death. Rejoice that your name has been confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. And ask him to help you to be a follower and a disciple. Amen. Hallelujah. As you continue. There it is. There it is. No special words. Just say it from your heart. Amen. And mean it. Amen. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Amen. And that is the beginning of your walk with God. Not the end, but the beginning. You have been born again into the Lord's kingdom. Then reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus. Amen. LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. LifeWordJesus.org. Share your testimony. Amen. We want to pray with you and then pray for you. Amen and amen. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. We ask that you will consider, amen, being a partner with this ministry. What is a partner? And a partner is one who sows, amen, on a continual basis. Amen. If you're weekly, monthly, however your money come in, well, glory be to God. Why? Amen. Because, beloved, amen, everything is due monthly. Everything is due monthly. Amen. You pay your rent monthly, your mortgage monthly, your insurance. Everything is due monthly. Amen. So we ask that you will consider, amen, being one. And we want to thank you, amen, for your faithful consideration. There's several ways that you can sow into the soil of this ministry. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button, lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And we thank you so much, amen, for your faithful, amen, support to this ministry. All right, bless the Lord. We'll be back, amen, praying at 12 o'clock today. And then, Lord's willing, right back here tomorrow morning, amen, for another breakfast. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every family that's going through any form, amen, of trouble, devastation, grief, illnesses, Father God, trauma. Father God, we pray for all of them today, Father God, especially those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, Father God, that they will reach out in faith and obtain the grace and mercies that's available to them in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death. All of these things we cancel in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel. We destroy it. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you will blow on the residue of it. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a marvelous powerhouse day today. Walk in the blessings. The blessing manifestation is already here. All right. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen.
Troubled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try. Try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second. Lord, with your help, I know that I will win. I will press, even when I am distressed. I will press, even when life's a mess. Oh,
I have a blessing.